Just a little note from Amos 6 about our attitudes to the day of the Lord. Amos 6 verse 3, those who put far away the evil day. In their minds, they were putting far away the day of judgment. But on Amos 5 verse 18, in Amos 5 18 we read, why do you long for the day of Yahweh? Why do you long for the day of the Lord? It's going to be darkness for you and not light. So on one hand, they said, yeah, we're longing for the day of the Lord. But, chapter 6, verse 3, you put that day, which is going to be an evil day, far away from you, in your minds. And I think that this is a challenge to us, we who are looking for the day of the Lord. As he says in Amos 5, you long for the day of the Lord, but to what end is it going to be for you? And is it really so that you long for that day? Because you can say you do, but in your heart you're acting as if that day is far away. This is the New Testament, the New Testament calls, saying, my Lord delays his coming. This, of course, is talking about matters of the deep heart, of the deep subconscious psychology. But we have the same nature as people had in the first century and as they had in the time of Amos. We can, of course, enthuse about Jesus is coming. Oh, won't it be nice when Jesus comes back in the kingdom? This will be no more. That will be no more. Won't it just be lovely? We can say that we long for it. And in a sense, you can. And yet, in your deepest heart, you can do what they do in chapter 6, verse 3 of Amos, to put that day far away. Because it's all very well saying that we long for the coming of the Lord, but actually, if he were to come right now, what would your response be? This is the thing. And are we acting and living and thinking and feeling as if his coming is imminent? Now, these questions have become clouded and become unclear, I think, in many minds, because people say, well, we don't know whether all the prophecies have been fulfilled. Maybe this needs to happen, that needs to happen, particularly in Israel, and which view of prophecy is correct, or it's all confusing. Well, I would argue that the implication, and certainly the way that Paul writes in the New Testament, is that we should be expecting the coming of the day of the Lord and live as if his coming is imminent, quite regardless of your interpretation of end-time prophecies. The end-time prophecies are there for a reason, but leave them to one side in this particular question. You should be living, I should be living, as if we expect the Lord's coming to be imminent, and that means any moment now, not any day, but any moment now. And again, Jesus says that we should be as men who are waiting for their Lord to return. Again, the parable of the wise and the foolish girls. We are waiting for him to come. He should have come, but in fact we are living in a time of delay. And we're not sure when exactly he's going to come. And as Jesus says, because you don't know when I'm going to come, therefore watch and be aware. So there is a big difference, actually, between that attitude and the idea that there is a prophetic program, a sort of a chronology of events which must happen leading up to the return of Christ, and we understand that chronology of events. No, because then what happens if you consider that something is really, really significant and this must happen and it happens and, well, Jesus doesn't come? You know, you're going to be deflated. And in that sense, the latter-day prophecies can be misused. The idea is that we are living in a time of delay. He should have come. That's the implication of all the parables about the coming of Jesus. He should have come. He could come any moment. He ought to come at any moment. We're slightly confused as to why he hasn't actually come. But we are therefore to be watching, and it's exactly because we don't know when he's coming that we are to watch for it. And unfortunately, what happens is that We can pay lip service to this idea that, sure, we long for the day of the Lord, when we are putting it far away in our deep subconscious. We are living as if life is going to go on. In terms of prophecy and understanding latter-day prophecy, indeed, life might go on. But the point is, we could die at any moment. Absolutely, at any moment. You could feel a sudden pain in your chest and think, I'm having a heart attack. And the next minute, you're going to wake up and there's Jesus. That's it. Because his coming is just, in that sense, a moment away. So it is with all of us. And so, whether you're young or old, we should live absolutely expecting his coming. That is, I think, a fairly major implication of New Testament teaching, that the Christian lives life waiting for their Lord to come at any moment. That is really important. So be watching and waiting exactly because you don't know when he's coming, although the parables all give the impression, and maybe it's just the furniture of the parable, but all the same, we are living as if he is delayed, as if he should have come, but his coming has been delayed. And we therefore just, well, not completely understanding what's going on, because who really can understand all latter-day prophecies anyway? We are therefore unaware of any sort of calendar date for his coming, and therefore we are to watch exactly because we don't know. Whereas if we are caught up with the things of this life, that would all be lip service. And in our hearts, we will put that day far away and focus on today. Whereas our lives, if we love him, are to focus upon his coming. And not on me here today, but him here tomorrow and him here in my life in that sense right now. This is why Paul says that all those who love his appearing will be accepted by him. Our attitude to the idea of his return is therefore the litmus test. It really is. And if we have put that day in our hearts far away, and we are focused now on myself, well, then we will not be watching.